Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. Welcome to this episode of The Word at Westminster. Every 4 months, we have something called the Q&A Forum. People submit questions ahead of time, and after a worship service, I provide an answer. Since I get a decent amount of questions, the answer I give to one might be helpful to more. My approach is this. I try to answer questions through the lens of another. What does God wisely teach us through the Bible? Hopefully, I give us some biblical things to consider. This installment was originally recorded on June 12th, 2022. Question one is from, came through a Vine group, so I don't know specifically who asked it, but in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Would God lead us into temptation so that we need to ask him not to? All right, that's a good question. I had never actually thought about that in that question before. So the exact reference to this statement in the Lord's Prayer is Matthew 6, verse 13, okay? So to respond, let me say a few things about temptation generally, then I'm going to highlight a translation issue in the Greek text in this verse, and then I'll give what I hope is a succinct answer to the question. First, temptation. The idea with temptation is that it is being lured into sin or led into sin. Okay, so the Bible itself defines sin as lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. That's going against God's laws. So temptation is being lured or led into going against God's laws or God's teachings. It makes sense, therefore, that the devil, Satan, is sometimes actually referred to as the tempter. And we find that in places like Matthew 4:3. A key verse to keep in mind when thinking about temptation is James 1. Verses 13 and 14. So James was the half-brother of Jesus. There's a book in the New Testament that bears his name, prominent leader in the early church. There he says this, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed." So from this we learn that God doesn't tempt people into sin. So who does tempt people to sin? Well, their own evil desire or their own ungodly desire, right? Quote, "Each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed." We also know that Satan himself, who is called the tempter, tempts people, obviously. So when it comes to that line in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus seems to be saying that we should pray that God not lead us into temptation, but why would he do that since God doesn't tempt anyone? I think that's the fundamental thrust of the question. Now, before we get to the final answer, here's the translation issue. So the word here for temptation can also be translated as testing, okay? So how, usually most of our English Bible translations, most but not all Bible translations have a academic committee of scholars who are linguistic scholars, and they get together and they know the meaning of words, but sometimes a word is translated this way or that way depending on the context, so they make that decision together. So in this verse, the NRS translation says, "Do not bring us to the time of trial," right? And so they kind of deal with the issue kind of like that a little bit. So it's possible that Jesus is teaching his disciples and us to pray that God doesn't lead us into situations where we will be heavily tested. But I think a key to this question lies in what the rest of the prayer request in verse 13 says. The whole line says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And by the way, evil can also be translated evil one. So since Jesus specifically mentions the presence of evil or the evil one, the thrust of the prayer is, I believe, like this: God, please don't lead us into situations where we might be tempted by the tempter, who is called the evil one. So I think that Jesus uses a similar way of talking when he speaks to the Apostle Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane. Right prior to his arrest and his crucifixion, what does he say? Mark 14:48, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Therefore, what I would say is God in his goodness doesn't tempt people to sin and go against his laws or teachings. However, we are tempted because of our own ungodly or evil desire, or because we are deceived and led away by the tempter. Knowing we are broken, Jesus teaches his followers to ask God to keep them away from situations where they might experience temptation. So I think that's how I would respond to that. And again, there's a great verse in James, that half-brother of Jesus, prominent leader in the early church, chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.